This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas, live in Denver. The Department of Justice is suing Colorado over a law that allows some undocumented students to receive in-state college tuition. CPR's Benta Berkland.
Colorado's 2013 law allows undocumented students who've attended a Colorado high school for 1 year to receive in-state tuition. The students can also qualify for resident-based financial aid and scholarships. The Trump administration said Colorado's law violates federal law and encourages illegal behavior. The administration has challenged similar laws in a number of states and said the benefits should be applied evenly to out-of-state students as well. Backers of Colorado's bipartisan proposal say it was important to invest in youth in Colorado who want to contribute and build careers. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Data centers and how much power they use has some people worried about what it will mean for their electric bills. As CPR's Caitlin Kim reports, a bill from Republican Representative Gabe Evans aims to help.
Evans's bipartisan Ratepayer Protection Act would make states consider adopting a federal standard that would have data centers pay the full cost of any new energy generation or transmission upgrades to power them. Evans says this is a common sense idea.
We're not opposed to innovation or economic opportunity. We just want assurance that our monthly electric bills won't skyrocket.
The bill passed out of the House Energy and Commerce Committee unanimously and is headed to the floor. The push comes as local communities have expressed concerns over data center developments.
This is CPR News. It's 6:06.